the Hotness and Sweetly.
Yes, we're back once again. Yes. How y'all doing out there?
How you doing? Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon or this day on Restaurant Magic Podcast Show. We are just so happy that you're here. Sweetly and I, we are in, where are we at today, Sweetly?
We're in Raleigh.
Yes, we're in North Carolina.
Hanging at the Oak Scratch Kitchen and Bourbon Bar.
What?
Oh yes, my goodness. Girls.
Yes.
We've been here before.
We have. And we came back because they had a 10-year anniversary celebration for being 10 years in Raleigh, throwing down with the bourbon, brunch, breakfast, dinner, everything. And Sweetly, what did you think?
Oh my. We had a ball. Well, first of all, you know we're full, right? They had everything from macaroni and cheese to truffle fries. They had lemon bars. I mean, they showed out some of their best dishes they brought to us, and it was wonderful. Of course, there were little bits of it, but as much of it as you wanted.
Oh, absolutely. It was like heavy hors d'oeuvres, but you think, I'm going to eat all the hors d'oeuvres. Guess what, Sweetly? I couldn't do it. I tried.
I tried too, girl. But you know, I got full, and then I waited, and then I got full again, and then I waited.
That's what she does all the time. And I'm just like, we have to go. We can't spend the night here, Sweetly. Just finish up and let's do it.
Anyway, we drank water, if that counts.
I think it helped a little bit. I don't know. Usually, because, you know, I like to partake in the bourbon and the wine. But yesterday, we had a day, okay? What do they call it? We had a time.
We had a time. We had a time. This whole weekend has been to, I think, level up. That's all. It's not a number. It's right. Just level up. We partied yesterday at a wonderful Neo Soul picnic where they had food trucks and everything you wanted, plus music, plus fellowship, wonderful people from all around. I mean, as far as New York was there, you know?
I know. Yeah, that all was right here in, it was still outside of Raleigh.
Seven
Springs was what the name of the winery was. But that is the reason why the Hotness didn't, like, shut it down at the Oak with the bourbon and all that stuff, because we did that yesterday. At least I did. Sweetly was, you know, she was a good person. But I had fun yesterday, so I kept it under control today. So we go there because we bought our tickets for this event. I told Sweetly, hey, you want to go? And, like, the best, road dog or shotgun partner, or as some people call it, I'm like, I'm Thelma and you're Louise, right?
No, yeah, we can do that.
But we're not driving off a cliff though, right?
Yeah, we're not doing all that. And I could be Mary and you could be Martha, but it would be, she's Mary and I'm Martha.
So we went from Thelma Louise to Mary and Martha. Stop it.
Is that wrong? Look, okay, we're going to stop playing, y'all. We are just having a good time this weekend, I tell you. And so we got here about 5, and, you know, it started off right away with the hors d'oeuvres coming out. They had salad. Oh, we didn't say the white bean hummus.
Yes.
That was awesome as well. But we even met the owners. They came over. Renee and her husband.
Yeah, Renee was like the marketing person. And then we had Haley.
Haley, she's the manager,
mm-hmm.
And she came over and greeted us as well. You know, the Hotness and Sweetly, we getting around, y'all, so hey.
In a good way.
In a good way. And so that was really nice, too, to just, you know, for them to come out and, you know, let us know that they thanked us for being there. But as we toured the hors d'oeuvres.
Yes, they had the white bean hummus, which was delicious.
Delicious.
They had shrimp ceviche.
Right. It was different. That was my first time having that, guys. So it's kind of like chopped up shrimp in a wine?
I think
and
lemon juice.
Sauce?
Like lemon juice.
Okay.
And I think maybe some olive oil. But it was very fresh and
really
refreshing.
Really? You didn't get any vinegar out of that?
No, I'm pretty sure with ceviche, I mean, I think at least with this one, it was like lemon juice. Because I was like, this is something I can, like, get down with. But it was really good. I went back for seconds.
Good. Then there was a salad there that nobody touched.
Because they wanted the good stuff. They were like, we don't have time for this lettuce. But what else did they have? We had...
And then we came on around and there was truffle fries. After the truffle fries, oh, the sauce with the truffle fries was amazing. And so as we're sitting at the table, they even had d'oeuvres walking around.
Yes.
So we had these bomb devil eggs.
OMG.
With jalapenos and bacon.
Yes, these deviled eggs were to die for. They were like, the yolks and all that stuff was so creamy. And they had the pieces of bacon, at least I would say probably like 2 inches long, sticking up. Straight out of the egg.
So that means it was crispy bacon.
Yes, yes, yes.
You can't beat crispy bacon.
Right, it wasn't wilty at all. We didn't have to send him back and say, cook this longer. It was just like perfectly cooked bacon, crispy.
And what else did they have walking around? It was your favorite.
Oh, the short rib, braised ribs, mini hors d'oeuvres on top of like a pita bread. I ate about maybe 8, 10, I don't know. But Sweetly, she didn't try to stop me because she knew what was going down. Okay. They were just one of my favorites. But I didn't stop you with the mac and cheese.
No, you didn't. Because I had like 3 plates of that.
4.
Oh, it had bacon in it. Here we go. What can you do? You know, bacon. But yeah, and then they had one more thing that I didn't touch because I guess my palates have not matured enough for this. But everywhere we go, the hotness always tries the...
What, the tuna tartare?
Yeah, that tartare stuff and that raw fish stuff. I'm sorry, y'all, but anyway.
It was good. It was nice. I mean, it was perfectly prepared. It was on top of a crispy nacho. Mm-hmm. And I think what you probably don't like is the texture is probably what I think you probably...
You know I'm a texture girl.
Yeah,
right,
but
right?
You just have to get over it. I mean, it's tartare. It's going to be a little bit chewy and yummy. And the nacho, well, the chip... You know, balanced out the chewiness of the tartare. So it was really good.
It was really good.
Yeah, for sure, right. For sure.
You can have that.
I will. So tell the audience about why you like that mac and cheese.
Well, first of all, I'm pretty sure it was a roux. You know, it was very creamy. Along with the bacon in it, the noodles were cooked to perfection. They were al dente, but you know, not... They were good. Mm-hmm. Perfect, perfect. And guess what else, y'all? You know, it was hot. Just smoking hot out the oven. Not hot like, you know, my mouth burning up, but no, hot like this food just came out the oven. That's why they also call it a scratch kitchen, because they prepare stuff right on the spot.
Yep.
And that's another thing that I love about the Oak.
Yeah.
What about you?
My favorite, let me see. I think I like we didn't mention the chicken sandwich.
Okay.
And audience, Sweetly, every time we go somewhere, Sweetly is not a chicken fan.
Not
because
a chicken girl. I'm not going to have chicken in a restaurant. I have chicken at home all the time.
Yeah.
Not paying for no chicken.
Yeah, this is what I've been hearing for the past, I don't know how many years. But guess what, audience? The Oak had a delicious chicken sandwich with, I think, sharp cheddar cheese, bacon, and a nice sauce. And Sweetly said it was delicious. Okay, it was one of my favorite things there, along with the short rib, and what else? I think
They had a burger as well, bourbon burger.
Yes,
and it had grilled onions on it.
Yep,
a little lettuce, and on a nice soft bun, and it was good. But I liked the chicken better. I really did. I liked the chicken better. But I, you know, it must have been the mayo.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
I'm a mayo girl.
Yes.
I love a sauce. I just love a sauce. So whatever that sauce was going on with that chicken sandwich with the cheese, it was really good. And a soft bun. But then to top it off, and did I mention, and I know I probably mentioned it several times already, truffle fries.
Mm.
I'm addicted to truffle fries.
It's the worst. She knows better.
I know.
She
but
knows.
Who hipped me to truffle fries?
You
did. 1 year for one of those birthdays. We don't know which one. We don't even count birthdays anymore. But anyway, she takes me to this restaurant and she goes, "You have to try these truffle fries." And I'm like, "What is truffle?"
Yeah, she wanted an encyclopedic definition of truffle. I was just like, "Just eat it."
And I ate it. And that's all she wrote. I love truffle fries, guys.
Yes.
And they even had a nice sauce with that, too. And I don't know. What do you
say? You said it was
that?
Like a malt vinegar type sauce?
It was. Yeah. That was good. That's a good description of what.
Yeah, she went back for seconds.
Yeah, I had a couple of those as well. And then they didn't stop there, y'all. They had this guy there. And he had one of those pictures are out now, guys. They have you dancing and the camera swings around you.
Yeah, like a 360 video selfie. Something like that.
Look, we tore it up.
We tore it up, okay, audience? We set it off so bad at the Oak. After people saw us, what did they do, sweetie?
They just kept coming up. They just kept coming up. I mean, we started the party.
We
basically did. We did.
Yes.
And even the guy that had the camera, or the 360 camera, he was like thanking us, you know. And it's all about the fun. And we had a bunch of
fun.
We
had a ball.
And that's after we did that, they brought out what?
Dessert?
You know it! And we're like, oh no, this is too much. We're in heaven. But look, lemon. Lemon is one of my favorites, guys.
Yes, mine too.
So I thought I was there. I thought this was the moment. Lemon. Oh wow, lemon bars. Topped with a little marshmallow, you know, graham crack under the bottom. Mmm. All in my face. All munching it down. And then I saw it.
This guy comes walking by with a plate of walnut brownies and
with chunks of chocolate in it. She don't know nothing about it because she can't eat it because it had nuts in it. So I ate it for.
Audience, you should have seen how quick she threw down this lemon bar. I mean, she just tossed it away.
Push it to the side, y'all.
It hit the table with like a clunk. And I'm like, what happened? Oh, now I see the brownies. Okay, it makes sense. You know, it's just like, you know, it's just a little kid in you.
I can't help it. They were so good.
Yeah.
But I contained myself. I only had one.
That's amazing. Because if it was me, I probably would have had like three and then just took one to have.
Well,
one.
I was telling the hotness the other night, I watched this show. God is so good, y'all. So I'm thinking about, you know, oh, I need to stop eating or, you know, calm down my eating habits, you know, and this, that, and the other. Which, you know, I'm thinking I'm doing okay. But I go on my YouTube on TV and guess what it was? It was a sermon on the spirit of gluttony.
I didn't get that on my YouTube channel, audience. Only for the sweetly does she get a video about being
gluttony.
Gluttonous.
But anyway, that's in there. We love
so
food.
That's why you didn't get an extra brownie, because you would have been convicted?
Yeah, my conscience. That spirit, that Holy Spirit said, don't you do it. Don't you do it.
Good job, sweetly.
I know. Because
the old sweetly, ooh, I know, would have had
four. Five.
Yep.
And took one home.
Exactly. So you stopped at one. I'm so proud of you. Very good. Good job.
I'm getting better in my age. But, you know, we're exercising. We're not that bad, y'all. But, you know, we're just having a good time. But we are trying to be cautious of what we put in our tempo. Right?
That's right. We got to finish this race strong. So that's why we go walking every day. Drink, you know, what, at least 6 to 8 glasses of water.
Mm-hmm. I'm working on it.
And I drink my my green teas.
Yeah, she loves the tea. I'm still a coffee girl. But the hotness gave me some mushroom coffee.
I did.
And it's really good. It's really good. And it's also good for your focus and your mind and other things. So, you know, that's helping me as well. But yeah, so we're doing the thing. We're still out here. We're still, you know, having our lives. And I said having our lives, you know, having a good time with our lives, enjoying the things that God has given us, as well as I'm excited about my good friend, the hotness here, because she's getting ready to go somewhere. You going to tell the foodies where you're going?
I'm going on a European trip to enjoy Europe and see Greece, Italy, Spain, Croatia. I'm just thankful that the Lord has blessed me. Like, let's just do it. Let's just have some fun.
So maybe she'll take the time out to shoot us a little podcast about the different food she eat. I don't know. Look, she's on vacation. We're not going to beg her. But maybe, you know, I just threw it out there for y'all, okay? Okay. It's out there.
Yes. That's a good idea, though.
Okay.
But I have no idea what my mind's going to be doing. I'm just going to be, like, adapting to the time zone and then trying not to eat everything, right?
Okay.
Yeah. I don't want a sermon forced on me about gluttony. So I'm gonna be good. Okay. That's what I'm gonna do my best to.
No, enjoy yourself, girl.
Thanks,
I'm
love.
So happy for you.
Thanks, darling. Yeah. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. But anything else about the Oak Scratch Kitchen and Bourbon Bar you would like to tell off, foodies?
I would just say it's really good to support local restaurants. They've mm-hmm. been here for 10 years mm-hmm. and they have sustained, you know, their business.
COVID?
Yes, exactly. Even during COVID. So I think that's commendable. And I'm very happy that we were able to come out and support them, even though we've been supporting them all these years. It's exactly. like one of our audience. If you go back and listen to one of our podcasts we did before on the Oak, it's one of our more popular ones with Sweetly. You know, bragging about their bread pudding, but and they're known for their bourbon as well, because I know they create their own, and it's very unique. So we're just excited to be a part of their journey as well. What about you? Is there anything you want to add?
I just think they're phenomenal with their food as well as their bedside manner and just personality wise. Their staff is just so friendly and outgoing and so welcome, you know, welcoming you. Mm-hmm. Hey, you know, like, I just seen you in a day or so, or I just seen you yesterday, or whatever it is. They're just always noticing their customers and treating them just like family. So that's one of the things that I love about the Oak Bar.
Mm-hmm. Ditto for me. That's ditto, great. Ditto, ditto.
All right, foodies, this has been the
Hotness
and Sweetly, checking out what the Oak Scratch Kitchen and Bourbon Bar is all about. The 10-year anniversary. Yay! Woo-hoo! Bye, guys.
See you later.
Laws be black and white? Doesn't everyone deserve the same treatment? For 15-year-old Gemini Barry, the answers are obvious. But then a crime shocks Gemini's small town, and she learns that many adults see things in shades of gray. In Nika Chanel's novel, Just As the Sky is Blue, Gemini Barry is forced to grow up fast when her mother agrees to play a central role in a sensational murder trial that tears her small town apart. As the trial spins out of control, secrets are revealed and old debts are settled, and Gemini's life is ultimately changed forever. Order Mika Chanel's book, Just As the Sky is Blue. Just As the Sky is Blue is available on Amazon.com, Kindle, and Audible.com.